If I can talk, the stories I can tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 8th day of December 2010. Happy birthday to Sinead O'Connor, who is 44 today. Kim Basinger is 57. Jim Morrison of The Doors would have been 67 today. And our own Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers Band turned 63 today. On this day, several musical things happened. Number one, the FBI in 1998 opened the files on Frank Sinatra to the public. The files contained 1,300 pages. Today is also the day in 2000 that Sting received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. On this day, Jimi Hendrix, testifying at his trial for possession of hashish and heroin in Toronto Supreme Court, claimed that he had outgrown drugs. The jury found him not guilty after 8 hours of deliberation. And on this day in 1995, the surviving members of the Grateful Dead announced that they were disbanding as soon as they could remember who those members are. We haven't talked about the new changes in Facebook. Now, I'm assuming, and this is really a big assumption, that all the people that are connected to it, something like Audioboo, would also have a Facebook account. You see where Leslie Stahl interviewed, was it Zuckerman, this past week? And she asked, you know, do you want to take over the world, the internet? And he basically didn't answer her, wisely, I guess. But what Facebook has done right this time is that they're not forcing you into the change like they normally would do. We're just going to change everybody and you got to live with it. But I agree with John C. Dvorak on this one. You know, we have email. We have all these other services that we can use to stay in touch with each other. Do we really need an all-encompassing place like Facebook to stay in touch? My deal with Facebook, and I kind of come at two different ways. I have three types of people. I got family on there. I've got close friends, people, flesh and blood, people I actually know. And I have people that used to listen to the radio show, which I'm very grateful for. But there's no way to separate anybody. I've never admitted any of this publicly. But I have such a weird relationship with Facebook. All right, so most people that are my friend on Facebook are hidden. I never see your post. There are two things. If you start talking politics, and unfortunately my generation has forgotten what it was like to grow up in the 60s, but when you get political, you get hidden. I have a no dead animal clause, so people that go out and hunt and display themselves with their latest kill on their profile picture, you're hidden. And the one group that I haven't mentioned are my YouTube and online friends, who I see and contact the most. Which is, but if you think about it, it's a great way. The world, because of these sites, have grown closer, at least. You know, they're all these things that make an online existence, at least for me. So it's not just Facebook. It's YouTube. It's Skype. It's Tumblr. It's Twitter. You know, Facebook really was the first Twitter. 4 years ago? Maybe five? Can't remember. But I first learned of this from William, who was with Ellison Beer Band. They're the people that do the end theme of Bill TV making videos. And so as the band was trying to get noticed, he was over here and he said, well, let me show you Facebook. You had to have a university address to get a Facebook account. And the way they used it was he would type, band's going to be playing a gig tonight at Loco's, 8 o'clock, and people would show up. It was basically that. And this is back when everybody was on MySpace. Remember MySpace? By the way, they have turned into an amazing music source. A lot of great independent bands on MySpace. And now the people that I support musically are independent groups. I'm done with the record companies, and the people's music that I buy are kids that are out there making great tunes. There is some fantastic music on the internet. MySpace, go check out some people. I actually have an interview of the Keen Brothers on MySpace. It ended up on a Keen Brothers site. But it was a WNEX interview. Tom Keen, who now has a recording studio in Los Angeles, and his brother John, who does all the music for CSI. Such talented young people. And I was more interested in their music than I was in their fan, you know, the girl screaming and blah, blah, blah. And they really appreciated that. And it was a great interview, and it answered some questions that this fan base had been wanting to know for years. And so somehow the thing started floating around, and it may be on the Facebook site as well. I'm out of time. See you soon.